What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Dave from the Beer in Front podcast, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez with my partner in crime, Brian Colburn, with our special guest, J48 from Film Cricket Podcast. Welcome, everybody.
What's up? What's up?
I'm psyched to be here, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, Jay, man. I know Gomez was a guest on Film Crickets talking about the movie Rad.
Oh,
yet
yeah.
Another movie I've never seen, but I think that's awesome.
We had fun with that one.
Yeah.
Steve was with us on that one, right? Because your co-host couldn't make it that show.
Yeah, Steve's a great guy. He's basically our voiceover guy and fills in when Chris can't make it. And it's just been a blessing. So
It was definitely a huge honor of mine to be with you guys that night to talk about Rad. That was so much fun. And actually, it's kind of funny that we're talking about 80s. Let's talk about what we're talking tonight, Brian.
Yeah, Jay, even though it's impossible to wrap my head around the fact that we're actually talking about the 40th anniversary. I almost feel dirty saying that, but this is the 40th anniversary of the topic we're talking about tonight, which is the songs of 1982. I want to know why you're excited to dive down the 82 rabbit hole with us tonight.
I was into music in 80 and 81, but it was just more like background noise. And then 82 started a little more. 83, I ended up getting cable, and that was like the floodgates. But this was like a precursor. So there's a lot of fun tunes that came out in 82. I love it.
Yeah, when I was putting this playlist together, I didn't realize that 1982 was the year I became a music fanatic because of the fact that most of the songs I'm choosing tonight are the songs that I heard from my first radio DJs, which were my mother and my father. Mm-hmm. These are the songs that they would buy on vinyl, bring home, and we would listen to on Friday night music nights. So I didn't realize how influential 1982 was until I really dove down and started putting this playlist together. So before we get down to business, if you're out there listening and you want to support Playlist Wars, please consider becoming a Patreon member. It's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and just select the tier that works best for you. Now, like I said before, tonight our topic is the songs of 1982. And the three of us have each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens, one by one, and craft what we each feel is the perfect 1982 playlist. Now, when you're talking about a specific year, there had to be a little bit of a criteria as to how we choose the songs from a certain year. So the criteria we used for this episode is that the main album that the song was included on was released in 1982. And yes, we're aware that some of the songs might have rollover with 1981 and 1983, depending on when the singles were released during that album cycle. Since this is a topic-themed episode, if a band or artist comes up in a pick, even if that's not the particular song you chose, that would be the time to bring up your choice by that artist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. While you're there, you can also listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to quote unquote hear where we're coming from with our choices. And later on in the show, we'll each get to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that someone else picked, but you didn't. Now, something tells me tonight's episode is going to be a
oh God,
thriller of an episode. And the pressure is on the three of us. So hopefully we keep things civil and nothing turns physical. With that said, Jay, why don't you kick things off with your track one?
All right. So basically, with my whole playlist, I make yearly playlists myself. Like I have a 82, I have an 83. And it's not always just, oh, this is my favorite songs, but it's more like I want to capture a mood, like an actual, like I want this to make me think it's the sound of 1982, in my opinion. So hopefully that translates. So number one, I have a song that many people work out to. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Nice. I'll tell you that. I actually closed my track list with that song. First of all, truly awesome song, Jay. Great pick to start off your track. And of course, it's my ending because first of all, where do you hear this song? Of course, working out at high school football. This is like one of our lifting theme songs, you know what I mean? To get you pumped up. And it was in two of my favorite movies, yeah. Rocky III and Rocky IV.
That's good.
You know what I mean? You're talking about the entrance of Rocky IV, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just seeing the gloves come up and they just hit each other, you know what I mean? Probably one of the most iconic entrance of movie themes. Surprisingly, it was not in Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
I don't think it made the Grand Theft Auto family. But surprisingly, a lot of the 80s music did. And I was surprised that they were not one of them. I was very... very unhappy with this.
Very cool Starbucks commercial, though.
True.
That was awesome.
Brian, do we have a trifecta?
I am knocking out the trifecta because I did not choose Eye of the Tiger, sadly. But I will take a moment to give a shout out to our Patreon listener, Dr. Owens 901, as well as on Twitter, listeners Latin Jukebox, the F My Work Life podcast, and Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman, who all chimed in with Eye of the Tiger, essentially saying that I was wrong in not picking this song. However, I am sorry. I love the song. I love the Rocky movies, but I just went in a different direction. Nothing but love for the song, though.
God, horrible start to start.
What can I say? I gave it the old KO right there.
Yeah, you did. Bad joke guy.
Well, bad dad joke guy is throwing it to the other bad dad joke guy for your track one.
Well, my track one, I went with a familiar tune of 82, and we actually talked about it in episode 30 on our Fleetwood Mac episode. So I really did a lot of my conversation on that. So check it out, episode 30. But I went with track one for me, Hold Me by Fleetwood Mac. Truly awesome sound of the 80s, you know, with the synthesizers and everything of that time. So it was a great song. I thought it was a great way to start off my track list, but you'll hear more of me talk about it on episode 30. So check that out, guys.
Well, Gomez, I know you were disappointed on episode 30 when I did not choose Fleetwood Mac's Hold Me to be on my playlist.
Yes, I was.
So tonight I'm here to tell you that I'm disappointing you again because it did not make my playlist either.
God. But
I do love the song. Although having there be two episodes when I've been able to choose it and I haven't, I can see where people would think I don't love the song.
I was however, about to say, they're thinking you don't love this song because not once, but twice, you did not represent this song.
No.
Not once, but twice did he knock out the trifecta because this is my number six.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. Brian is the trifecta killer. Not just once, but back to back.
It's like Rocky 3 and Rocky 4. Boom, I hit Eye of the Tiger and boom, I hit Fleetwood Mac. Hold Me. Both knocked out. No trifectas. I suck.
Wow. Talk about a bad combination already, Brian.
Yeah, apparently firing on all cylinders here. But instead of harping on the fact that I didn't pick it, Jay, why did you pick Hold Me?
I want to say I really love the fact that each part of that song has harmonies like throughout. I love how the verses are harmonized. Mm-hmm. You know, like you don't always get that. You know, it's usually the harmonies are reserved for chorus and bridge, but straight from the beginning, I really dig it. So,
yeah, it is a great song. But once again, man, delivering the knockout punches to two different songs tonight. And the only thing I got going for me is you each have talked about a song and you've each had it on your playlist. So maybe that bodes well for me. Maybe not. We'll soon find out. My track one, however, was released in October of 1982. And I'm starting my playlist off with a cover song. However, this cover song is filed under cover songs that most people don't even realize are cover songs. Mm-hmm. Originally written by D.L. Byron for the 1980 film Times Square, the song was also recorded in 1981 by Helen Schneider for her album Schneider with the Kick. However, it's no surprise that Shadows of the Night by Pat Benatar is the definitive version of this song. Reached number 13 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And who can forget that iconic music video with Benatar piloting the Midnight Angel during World War II, Midnight Angel being part of the lyrics of the song. Gomez, can we please get a Pat Benatar episode lined up for sometime in 22 here?
You misrepresented Fleetwood Mac not once, but twice. Maybe your request will be denied. No, I'm only kidding. We will get a Pat Benatar going on one day. Don't worry about it.
Well, cover versions of this cover song. In 2012, the movie Rock of Ages, this song is covered in a mashup with Quarter Flash's Harden My Heart, as sung by Mary J. Blige. And pretty much like every song ever recorded in the history of mankind, Shadows of the Night appears in the video game Grand Theft Auto V on the Los Santos rock radio station. Gomez, maybe you've heard of this video game.
My God, you know what's funny? And I'm going to say it right now, even though people will not be able to see it, but look what game I was playing over the weekend.
Oh, Jesus. We're an audio-only podcast, dude.
I
know,
but I can show it to you at least, guys. See?
Nice.
And I love playing my Grand Theft Auto 5, and they do. I'm going to say it. All the Grand Theft video games from 3, 4, and 5 have the best soundtracks. But Grand Theft Auto episode, that's what we need to do.
Well, if I get my Pat Benatar episode, maybe you'll get your Grand Theft Auto episode. Deal.
Done. We're done.
Now, most importantly, Gomez, did Shadows of the Night make your track list?
Oh, no, it didn't. But you talked about probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in life.
What, Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages. Yes.
Oh, if virtual high five on that.
Thank you.
Movie was awful. Soundtrack was fantastic.
The music was great. I love some of the mashups. But my God, Tom Cruise?
Terrible.
At the same time, they could have made it a little more family friendly. I mean, I don't know about the Broadway play, but either way, they could have made the Broadway play even more family friendly.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. Totally.
I'm saying, like, if you want to sell any of that music to your kids, especially in a musical, they did a terrible job because it was just way too adult.
All I want to say is the scene with I Want to Know What Love Is. There's no way I will ever get caught dead watching that with my daughter. No. End of story. Hard stop.
Exactly. No. Nailed it.
And what's kind of funny is that Tom Cruise can actually sing.
Well, might have been auto-tune. Who knows?
Yeah. Listen, if they can auto-tune him, imagine what they could do for me.
Yeah, there you go. Now, back to the song at hand. Jay, did Shadows of the Night happen to make your playlist?
No, it didn't. So, like, I think we're still continuing with the trend.
All right. Well, then, Jay, we are back to you for track two now.
All right. Track two. This song, a lot of other people will gravitate towards this band's other song from this album. And I happen to just, this one really always hit me right in the heart. I love it. Only Time Will Tell by Asia. And the other one being Heat of the Moment. Everybody goes nuts over that, which is great. I love it. But this one always reached me. So I love it so much.
That is a great, great song. It did not make my list, though. So it's a great pick. I do like, of course, Heat of the Moment, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have that on my list either. But on Twitter, Grandpa Beer, Lee O. Smith, and Gino's dad all chimed in with Heat of the Moment. Uh-huh. So there is definitely some Asia love out there on the Twitterverse. Unfortunately, not on these playlists, except for yours, which might bode very well for you come voting, because maybe Gino's dad, Lee O. Smith, and Grandpa Beer will be voting for you now.
Sounds good.
All right, Gomez, track two.
So track two, I went with a different little flavor. I went with Toto. Not the song Africa, but I went with Rosanna.
Yeah.
I thought this song was really cool. I love the song. Just the harmonizing of the guy singing Rosanna, you know, all that
stuff. How was that again?
Never. I'm horrible at singing, so shut up. So the song got the name from an actress, if everybody knows, Rosanna Arquette. She was dating the keyboard player, Steve Perocco at the time. And he didn't write the song. Actually, the lead singer, Dave Piatch, did. And it looked good for lyrics, and they went with it. And the music video was pretty cool, actually. And just hearing the guitar when they're singing the song was pretty cool. It was actually in another movie in 2007, probably the worst remake movie I've seen besides the Dukes of Hazzard, was the movie Chips, with Dax Shepard playing, I can't remember the guy's name.
John Baker.
John Baker. And then I forgot the other actor's name, but he played Francis Llewellyn Poncherello. He's actually a decent actor. I actually like him in some of the other movies he has done, but this was kind of like a total bomb movie. But great song, great way to start my track two on that one.
Awesome.
Fun fact about that song, Gomez, the original working title of the song was actually Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana, but they couldn't figure out how to fit it into the chorus. So they had to cut it down to Rosanna.
Or they would have said banana, banana, banana.
Fun facts that aren't true at all. But I do want to give a shout out to Nathan Santos, who chimed in on Twitter with Rosanna as well. Jay, before I chime in here, did Rosanna make your list?
Absolutely. It was number 8.
Wow. Ooh. See, this is what happens when you get two movie lovers.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are like lockstep here.
Dude, I saw them a couple of years ago. They're amazing. They are such great musicians. Steve Lukather.
Oh.
I mean, amazing guitar player.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guys.
It's happened again.
Believe it or not, no, because I have Toto from Toto 4, although I went with Africa. So we have a band trifecta. All and right. Africa is my track 9. The song reached number 1 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. In 2012, NME ranked the song number 32 on its list of 50 most explosive choruses. The song has over 1 billion streams on Spotify. And in 2012, the song was featured on Grand Theft Auto Vice City as part of the Emotion 98.3 radio station. So a first here on Playlist Wars, I have 2 songs from Grand Theft Auto, and I've never played the damn game.
It was Volume 3, by the way. Volume 3. It was like a 5-disc package you got out of that game.
Jesus. So every song ever was in this game, basically. However, cover versions. There are so many cover versions of Africa, but 3 that I do have to point out. In 2004, acoustic guitar virtuoso Andy McKee covered the track instrumentally on his Dreamcatcher album. It's just him and an acoustic guitar, and he does the percussive playing and plays the whole song. It's absolutely stunning. And I know the song is not meant to be stunning, but it's a gorgeous rendition. In 2010, acoustic guitarist Mike Massey and Jeff Hall went viral with their acoustic version that was recorded live from a pizzeria in Utah. You talk about nailing the vocals. This version is it. This guy does an amazing job. In 2011, Quiet Drive did an amped up version on the Your Record, Our Spin cover album. And of course, in 2018, Weezer covered the track on their Teal album release, which we talked about in depth on episode 15, our Weezer episode with Aaron from the Itch Rock Radio and Podcast. So while we don't have a song trifecta, gentlemen, we have a band trifecta. We all agree. 1982, Toto. So I finally didn't knock out a trifecta.
You got a semi-chop.
I gave it a little smack, but it's still a trifecta nonetheless.
It's awesome.
Moving on to my track 2. It's another song we've talked about on the show before. Released in June of 1982, this song reached number 20 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And spoiler alert, like I said, this is one of my Billy Joel playlist picks that I made way back on episode 17 with our good friend, the amazing Melissa Boilo from the Songs from the Attic radio program. I am going with Pressure. I had a ton to say about that song on episode 17 between the song, the iconic music video. So instead of repeating it all here, go back and listen to it there. But I cannot picture a 1982 playlist without this song, because this song screams 1982 to me, between the synth keyboards, the percussive drumming, Liberty DeVito, just song is just awesome. One of Billy Joel's heaviest songs, quote marks in the air. My track two, Billy Joel, Pressure.
Unbelievable song. And I believe it was in my list of Billy Joel when we did that episode with Ms. Melissa Boileau.
I think so too.
And I did not put that in my sound, in my wonderful list.
Wow.
Well, it could be an honorable mention because I forgot about that song.
All right. Jay, am I striking out again with a song here?
Yeah, no, sorry, dude. I didn't put it, but it's good. I just, you know, it's funny. I remember it a lot from football stadiums, like on people's TVs and stuff, like, you know, you can hear them playing it right before a big kick. Yeah, no, it didn't make mine though.
So. All right. So either this bodes really, really poorly for me or very, very well. It all depends what the playlisters think. But with that being said, Jay, track three, we're back to you, man.
All right. Now, when you think a good, fun guitar riff, you think of ABBA, right? No, me either. But Frida did a song with a fun guitar riff, and that is I Know There's Something Going On.
Oh.
And she was in ABBA. So it's like it's a sound you wouldn't particularly hear from somebody who was formerly in ABBA. So it's just like it's such a fun tune. I love it.
Fun tune, and it's really cool. I actually love that song, and that did not make my list, but it's in my my personal Spotify, whatever mix I have, the Gomez mix, I call it. So that song is in there between my Spotify and my my YouTube music list. So it's in there. It's a true great song. It's that dark, mysterious sound, though, she has, too. Mm-hmm. Just not with the guitar, but the drums beating down, like, dun, 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 dun. And it's just one of those songs I truly love. So it's an awesome pick.
Thank you.
It's a great tune. Did not crack my list. My parents were not big ABBA folks. My aunt was. And whenever I was with my aunt, I would hear a lot of ABBA, but never at home. So it really didn't get ingrained in my psyche like some of the other songs I picked tonight. So unfortunately, it didn't make my list, but I do like that one.
Yeah.
Gomez. Track three.
So track three, let's have some fun now. I went with two nice cuts. Now we're going to go and have a little fun with Flock of Seagulls and I Ran. This song is a truly, truly testament of 82. Everything you could think of is all in this song. And the song describes about a person seeing an attractive female. Coming anxious, go for it. And pretty much he couldn't get her. So story of my life back in the 90s, a little story of Flock of Seagulls, Brian, as being one of my best men for my wedding. We had somebody, I went downstairs to meet up with somebody and I'm like, holy Flock of Seagulls, you really went with that haircut. I'm not going to name that person. It's kind of funny, but I was like, holy Flock of Seagulls, I got to run. Pretty much bad dad joke now, but it was in the X-Men Apocalypse of 2016.
Oh yeah.
And you're going to laugh at me when I say this one. Dawson's Creek, season 5, 2002. It was in one of the show's episodes.
Hey, you just got a vote from Sean Faust, our good friend from the Bon Jovi episode. Huge fan of Dawson's Creek. So.
Oh, so I just got...
I've never seen that either, so...
How do you not watch Dawson's Creek? It was
I don't
so
watch
big.
Anything. Haven't you figured that out across 40 episodes and 30 years of knowing me?
But still, you should know this by now. Que sera, sera. So next one, who got Flock of Seagulls I Ran? Anybody?
Well... It didn't make my list. I do love the song. I love the Bowling for Soup cover of it. So I'll throw that in there. I actually almost like the Bowling for Soup cover more because I love some Bowling for Soup, as you well know. But I will give a shout out to A Gamer Looks at 40 podcast, the 80s High podcast, and Brittany 9246, all on Twitter, all chimed in with A Flock of Seagulls I Ran. Sadly, I didn't. So... Jay, is this yet another song that you both have that I don't?
No, it's not on mine either, but I can just say this. Do you like Flock of Seagulls? I can see you do. Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer, that's right.
Yes, I just showed that to the kids the other night for the first time. 13-year-old enjoyed it. 7-year-old was kind of like, the jokes just, because the 80s references meant nothing. Even to my 13-year-old, they meant nothing, but she at least knew enough 80s to kind of get it. Like she got the Michael Jackson when he wore the glove into the party. Like she got little references, but not all of them. I think as she kind of embraces the 80s music more from what I listen to, she might like it more. But for now.
But I also, I forgot to mention, It was in the video game, in the wonderful video game of Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
See?
I hope people are not drinking every time we say Grand Theft Auto in this episode.
Alcohol poisoning across the nation.
Like I said, folks, we have said this time and time again, they do not sponsor this show, although Gomez would love that. So Rockstar Games, if you're listening, reach out to Mr. Gomez here. Sleevey G wants to talk.
Hell yeah.
Moving on to my track three, I'm going to go with one that the song was released in the US in June of 1982. And yes, for the folks out there, I am aware that this album came out in 81 in the UK, but this is a US-based podcast, so it's a loophole. I'm running with it. From the album Built for Speed, I'm going with the Stray Cats, Stray Cat Strut. Reached number three on the US Billboard Hot 100. In 1998, Guitar World magazine ranked Brian Setzer's solo from the song number 92 on their top 100 guitar solos of all time list. Now, do either of you remember the show DTV on the Disney Channel?
Yes.
A little bit, yes.
Okay. For the playlisters out there who haven't heard of it, it was basically a show that took hit songs and recut music videos for them using Disney movies and cartoon footage. My first memories of this song was from seeing the video on DTV with footage of the Aristocats movie cut in.
Nice.
But the reason this song is so special to me, when my wife and I were on our honeymoon in Aruba, we went to a piano bar called Soprano Bar.
Go figure.
So we're from New Jersey, honeymooning in Aruba, sitting at a bar that basically looked like any bar in New Jersey could have looked. They had a piano guy sitting at the bar playing any song you name it, he would play it. And he looked at us and said, any song you want to hear? And I don't know why, but off the top of my head, I said, how about Stray Cat Strut? And the guy looked up for a second and played the whole song start to finish on the piano, nailed it. And it was one of the, my wife's like, where did you come up with that one? I'm like, I don't know. I just popped into my head. So it's a fun memory from our honeymoon. I love the song. Cover versions, Real Big Fish does a really fun ska version of the song, which is available on the Go Cat Go, a tribute to the Stray Cat CD. My track three, Stray Cat Strut.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome pick. Not on my list. How could I say it? It was a different, weird song for me. I wasn't into it as much at that time. But as I got older, I truly could appreciate it more.
Rockabilly was definitely not the big thing in the 80s. But when the Stray Cats hit, they made it the big thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Brian Setzer, to me, is an icon of guitars.
He
and
is.
There was no way I could do this playlist without including this song. I was hoping we would do an 81 episode last year, but when, you know, the episodes were pouring in Fast and Furious, we never did. So I used the loophole of the US release to talk about it tonight. Jay,
smart move.
Am I alone on the Stray Cats?
I'm sorry, dude.
Whew, swing and a miss.
No, it's, I like, it's funny. There are other songs too that I love by them that are like She's Sexy and 17. When was last time anybody played that one?
Yeah, Rock This Town.
Great stuff.
Yeah. All right, Jay, track four. Back to you, man.
All right. This song, it's just one of those pure melody songs. Just makes you feel great. How do you feel bad when you hear Caught Up in You by 38 Special? So I just love it. Love it.
Great song. Did not make my list, though, unfortunately.
Same here. That's one that I didn't even think about. And that is a very strong contender for my honorable mention right now, because I forgot that that album came out in 82. Damn. Great pick, man. I love it.
Thanks.
Gomez, track four.
So track four, I went with a little nostalgia. It has this 60s, 70s vibe, but I went with the Gap Band, You Drop the Bomb.
Nice.
I tell you, it was a great feel-good dance song. It had that melody, you know, you hear like that little bomb dropping, you know, and it just had this awesome vibe. I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm listening to it in my head as we're talking about it. But it was also in the movie Next Friday. Teams known to be using the song. NFL Jacksonville Jaguars, college football, the Florida Gators, and probably the most biggest choke artist in baseball history, the New York Mets.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, I'm a Yankee fan.
He just dropped a bomb right there.
Yeah, I just dropped the bomb. Sorry, guys. But as being a Yankee fan, those Mets, what can I say? They start off hot, and then they really drop a bomb every year at the end of the season. And it was also Brian. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Drink them up, everybody, because this 82 show that we're doing, there's a lot of Grand Theft Auto in there.
Apparently, they know where to go for their age demographic for that video game, let me tell you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great song. When you talk about a song that from that year that makes you want to get up and dance, even though I can't dance worth the squat, it's a great tune. Did not make my list. However, I applaud the pick. It's a outside the box thinking, Gomez. I dig it. Jay?
No, it's not on mine, but there is another track a little later. Actually, it'll be my number five, so I'll tell you. Not yet, but I'll tell you. I do have the same vibe that you were describing there. So
All right. Nice.
Now, this next song for me, my track four, I'm going to go with a song that I'm going to say right now nobody else has. I'm guessing, and I'm probably right. Although this is one of my father's favorite songs, so I've heard it so many times, it is also one of my favorite 80s rock songs. The song reached number 40 on the Billboard US Hot 100 and number one on the Billboard Top Rock Tracks. Released in April of 1982 on the album Straight Between the Eyes, I'm going with Stone Cold by Rainbow.
Wow.
Most people do not think about this song because it's past the Dio years of Rainbow. Mm-hmm. You have Jolynn Turner in there. This was one of my father's favorite songs. Believe it or not, I think it's the only song as a kid I ever heard from this album. He always just played this song over and over again. He loved this tune. He still loves this tune. For the wrestling fans out there, this was included on the Stone Cold Metal CD that came out in 1998. Obviously, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And for the last time on my list tonight, video game fans will be happy to know that this song was also featured in Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories Edition. So for a game I've never played, I've mentioned it three times tonight, a trifecta of Grand Theft Auto in my playlist. I really hope one of you two have the song because I would be really blown away. And I know it's a deep cut, but everyone knows I'm going to go deep at some point in every episode. And this is one of my deep cuts tonight. Track four, Rainbow, Stone Cold.
Nice. Sorry, Brian didn't make my list.
All right.
So I love it. The fact that you mentioned Grand Theft Auto. Great song, man. I truly love that pick.
Jay?
No, it's not on mine, unfortunately. It's a great tune. Jolynn Turner is a great singer.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so very good. Smooth. Kind of opposite. Not that Dio wasn't a great singer. He's a great singer. But the voices were not similar in any way.
It was a different Rainbow than the Dio years.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my father wasn't even a big fan of the Dio years, but this song resonated with him. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved this one. It's a great tune. But Jay, now you had mentioned a dance song for your track five. Now I want to know what that is.
Yeah. So this one I had not heard until like the 90s, but I love it. I fell in love with it. And when I realized it was from 1982, I was like, yeah, it's got to go in there. Let It Whip by Daz Band.
Ooh. Ooh. Truly a good song. I forgot about that song, too.
Yeah.
That's something to shake your butt a little bit. Of course, we got to keep the show PG. I would have went PG-13, but, you know, people would have probably booed me.
Nobody wants to see you PG-13, PGG. And none of those dances.
Dancing. Whoa. Yeah, listen, if you get a couple of shots of Jack Daniels and some Jägermeister and God knows what would happen. But great pick, though. Brian?
Unfortunately, did not make my list. I went in a really different direction than dance music for my track five, but we'll get there soon because Gomez, we're back to you for track five now.
So I'm going to go with a little bit of the dancing theme here. And I went with one of my favorite songs from this group, Duran Duran, Rio.
Awesome.
I love this song. And when you're talking about playing all those different types of instruments, synthesizers, drums, guitars, everything, this was the quintessential 1982 music video, song, everything. The video was even awesome. I don't know how the hell these guys stayed on a boat singing Rio. I mean, I would have been scared to hell because they were in the front of the boat, tilted on one side, and I felt like the lead singer was going to fall off right into the ocean. One of my favorites. This is how I'm going to stop on track five before we flip it to that side B. But truly awesome song. I love the beats to it, everything you can think of.
Unfortunately, Duran Duran did not make my list either.
Damn. Man, you're really like hurting me tonight.
I apologize. 1982. I that's all I got. Just didn't make my list. But when you hear my track five, you'll understand.
Okay.
If you've known me at all. But more importantly, first and foremost, Jay, Duran Duran, anything from you?
No, because I kind of, for some reason, the Rio album makes me think of 83. So I wasn't even thinking of it.
Yeah, it was actually in 82 when it got released.
Right. Yeah, but like, I think a lot of the songs kind of.
A lot of their other songs rolled into 83.
That's why I wasn't even on, like, so it's not even about whether that's good or not, because it's awesome. It's just the fact that I was like, my brain wasn't going there because I didn't think it counted. So it was like, all right, no, I got to keep going.
Yeah, the actual album released was in 82. I just don't remember the exact date, but it was released in 82. And a lot of their songs, I think this was the second or third song in 82 that got released, besides like Hungry Like the Wolf and all the and the rest of that awesome album, you know what I mean? So it was, I had to do a lot of research before I put this song into it, because I'm like, was it released in 82? Yes, it was. I'm happy now.
So just real quick, if I can, I just want to recommend two versions of it's both the same type of version for Hungry Like the Wolf and Rio, the songs. Mm-hmm. Check out the Night version. It enhances the musicianship, especially in Rio. For one, you'll hear how amazing John Taylor is at bass.
Okay. Oh, he's incredible.
And then the other for Hungry Like the Wolf, it's like an extended intro that you'll never want to hear the original version again, because it makes it so much better. So
as I'm listening to you, Jay, I'm writing in my notes right here. That's how I do it every show.
Let me know what you think.
I definitely will. I definitely will, man. I appreciate that.
Well, as we're going along here, I just saw our Twitter notification go off, and hand to God, Leo Allen just chimed in with Daz Band's Let It Whip, and also on his list, Fleetwood Mac's Hold Me.
Wow.
So, nice. However, my track five is not dancey at all. It's the opposite of dance. It is headbanging, as in one of the greatest metal songs of all time, Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name. From The Number of the Beast, released in March of 1982. Horns up to all my metalheads out there. The song didn't even chart in the US. However, it's widely considered to be one of the greatest heavy metal songs of all time. So as a metalhead, there was no way I could not include it on my 1982 list. So maybe some of the songs I have killed tonight, I will bring some votes this way from my fellow metalheads. According to setlist.fm, the band has played this song live 1,843 times. The only two songs that were played live more by Iron Maiden were the title track to The Number of the Beast and the song Iron Maiden. It's a staple. And to me, Billboard charts don't always designate a song's impact, and Hallowed Be Thy Name is a massive impact in the world of music. And because it's 1982, I felt it was a great place. I do want to give a shout out on Twitter to Larry Rodriguez and Kay Hutch, who also chimed in with this epic metal masterpiece. Track five, Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Nice.
Truly great song, Brian. You know, it's kind of funny. Iron Maiden did make Grand Theft Auto Vice City, but it was actually 2 minutes to Midnight, I think it was the song.
2 minutes to Midnight, yeah.
So that made the Rock album volume one on that whole thing with Vice City, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't care about Grand Theft Auto. Did it make your playlist? That's what's important.
No, that's why I was trying to plug in for more Grand Theft Auto. Hopefully Rockstar Games would do me an honor and send me some
either that cool or things. Like I said, people are just passing out all over the country right now because they cannot take any more shots of alcohol.
Jay, did it make your list?
No, it did not. I like I said, sometimes I go with a certain vibe for the most part, and I didn't know metal that much yet. I mean, I knew some, but it didn't kick in until like I think after MTV.
Got
to me. And then like, for instance, 83, they had that Flight of Icarus video and stuff like that. So I started recognizing who they were, but no, I don't have it, but great stuff, man. Good
All right.
Choice.
Well, now's the point of the show where if this was a vinyl LP, we'll flip it over and head over to side two. Jay, you had Fleetwood Mac's Hold Me as your track six. Gomez, we're back to you.
So I went track six, and you want to talk about 1982. I picked a classic from The Clash. I went Rock the Casbah. I love this song. This is one of those songs that I fell in love with fairly quickly. And I love the music video for some strange reason. It was a weird video, but it was funny. But the true story of this song was the drummer, Topper Hedden, wrote the song of this, the original lyrics and the music. On an interview, the singer Joe Strummer claimed that he was the real genius of Rock the Casbah in Topper. He banged down the drums, then he went over to the piano and the bass, and he knocked it all out by himself pretty much. And let me tell you, I thought it was a great, great song. I when I hear the piano in the song in the background, you know what I mean? It was just one of those great tunes that I always loved. And it was actually in that show, The Titans.
Okay.
No. Titans season two in 2019. No, I was not going to say Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, there it goes again. You said it.
No, I said it, but I didn't say it. It was in the list. But it was one of those great tunes, man. I love that. So I started off kind of like, poppy, rockish, Londonish, you know, type of song.
Yeah, that's nice. A very, very, very strong contender for my honorable mention now, because that did not make my list, but I love that song. But I do want to give a shout out to our friends on the other side of the globe, Seven Rock Lists down in Australia, who chimed in with Should I Stay or Should I Go, another classic from Combat Rock. That's one that literally was my track 11. And I was going back and forth trying to figure out a way, and I just couldn't make it fit. So it's a very strong, strong contender for my honorable mention, but did not make my list. Jay?
No, it didn't make mine. It's a good tune, though. I like the thing at the end, but where it's like sort of this special effect on his vocals that this will echo.
Yes, yes. That was also one of those things that I don't know what the hell they were doing, but it worked for that song. You know what I mean?
Neat. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. My track six, I'm going to go with a song that was released in June of 1982. The song reached number 63 on the Billboard US Hot 100, number 9 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks. So not a massive hit, but to me, when I think of great albums of 1982, Eddie Money's No Control does come to mind, and I'm going with the track Shaken.
Nice.
In 2018, Eddie Money himself confirmed that he was not saying her hips were shaken till the middle of the night, and was actually saying what everyone thought he was saying, including the version that to this day is played on the radio.
Yeah.
So, folks, this is not a case of misunderstood lyrics. You heard it right the first time. Lyrics aside, one of Eddie Money's best tunes and cover songs. If you head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, I've embedded a cover version of Shaken that was done by Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour during his Forum or Against Them live stream in 2020. He really needs to release that concert as a digital album. It's fantastic. But my track six, Eddie Money, Shaken.
Nice.
Great song. I do have an Eddie Money tune on my track list.
Oh,
but it wasn't your song. I went Think I'm in Love.
Great.
Another good one.
It's another great song. It reached number 16 in the Billboard Hot 100, but it was also in a couple of movies too. One with David Spade, Joe Dirt. Mm-hmm. It was in the soundtrack, and probably one of my horrible but funny that I love watching over and over again, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, I know you, but I thought that movie was hilarious.
It's funny.
It is funny.
To ruin the rainforest.
Well, they blew it up throughout the movie. So.
Right.
But it was one of those great tunes I loved.
Well, Jay, do we have an Eddie Money trifecta or
I didn't add them. It's a great song, but I do want to, if I have 1 second, the letter T and the letter H don't even sound anything alike.
Yeah, you heard what you heard. That's Jay, track seven.
Okay, I'm going with some. You guys did a show on this, so I'm sure I believe it was one of somebody mentioned it in one of their playlists. It is Do You Believe in Love, Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's such amazing harmonies and melody. My God, just grabs you.
It does. It did not make my track list.
Oh. Oh, well, now you get the proverbial axe because it's my track eight.
Nice. Listen, you started off back to back. At least it took me seven tracks later.
Well, hey, but Jay just chopped Eddie Money as well. So this trifecta killing going on all over the place here tonight.
Yeah, but you're the number one murder suspect.
There's blood whatever. On all of our hands.
The band's first top 10 hit, peaking at number seven from Picture This. I talked about it so much on our episode with Mitch LaFon, episode 23. Just go listen to what I have to say there. I love the song. It's one of my favorites by them. That's all I'm going to say about it. Great, great, great tune. Gomez, track seven.
So track seven, again, 82, came out with a lot of great songs. And Brian, I know you sent me the chime-ins, and holy Christ, there's a lot of great songs we totally missed.
Mm-hmm.
But I went with Dixie's Midnight Runner, Come On Eileen. I love this song. Mm-hmm. The intro of the song, he wanted something so different. There was no synthesizers in this song, but there was a banjo, an accordion, a fiddle, and a saxophone. And this song worked. Everything, the music video, it was in a little house, you know what I mean? It was so cool, but it was truly one of those fun songs that I love. And I believe there was a cover song.
Well, you're thinking of Save Ferris's ska cover of it.
Yes, Save Ferris's ska cover. I couldn't remember. And I do love that cover too, but nothing goes back to the original though.
Well, you were right, Gomez. We had a lot of people chiming in with that one. Jay and Kay over at the F My Work Life podcast, the List Off podcast, and Leo Smith all on Twitter chimed in with that song, as well as our Patreon member, Eric Chale.
Wow.
All chimed in with that. And I am not chiming in with that because it did not make my list. However, thumbs up to Save Ferris's ska punk cover. I love it. This one, I only have two tracks left, and this isn't one of them. Jay?
No, it's not on mine, but it's probably one that I always associated that with 83 as well. So I had no idea it was an 82 song. So right over the head.
Oopsie. All right. My track seven. Going to November of 1982. So this is one of those songs where the album was, it made it in 82, but this song probably became a thing in 83. So I might be alone with this one, but if I have an excuse to talk about Tom Petty, I'm going to use it from Long After Dark. You Got Lucky. Mm-hmm. Reached number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100, number one on the Billboard Top Track Chart. Spoiler alert, this was one of my Tom Petty picks that I made way back on episode 10. Featuring our good friend, Ben Montgomery, at the Records of Visited podcast. Check out that episode if you want to hear a lot more about You Got Lucky, except for cover versions. In 2012, Gaslight Anthem covered the song as a bonus track on their handwritten deluxe edition CD. And in 2018, Blackberry Smoke with Amanda Shires covered it on the Southern Ground Sessions EP. Tom Petty, track seven, You Got Lucky.
Well, I didn't get lucky on this one because I remember that song and it was on my Tom Petty track list, but it did not make my 82 track list.
Bummer.
But I love that song though. But I also love the music video too.
Oh, it's a fantastic video.
Yeah.
Jay?
No, it's not on mine. I keep running into these songs I think are 83 songs. So I'm not even putting them on my radar when I'm looking. So.
All right. Well, we've got two tracks left here. A couple songs have already been filled in, but Jay, we are back to you for track nine.
All right. I went with Don't Talk to Strangers by Rick Springfield.
Wow. Wow. Great pick. Ooh, man, I don't even know what to say to that one because it was not even on my radar. That's a great pick though, man.
Thank you.
I think you just nailed a vote though, because Eric Chale chimed in with Don't Talk to Strangers. So you might have just won a vote with that one because that did not make my list, but that's a hell of a tune. Hell of a tune. Gomez, you're closing out now with a track nine here.
I know. And it's sad when I have to close out early, but it's okay. Cause I have a strong track 10 that I talked about all the way in the beginning of the show, but I went with a great, great tune. I went with John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
Wait, wouldn't you call that a little ditty?
Yes, but I wouldn't mind me sucking down some chili dogs too. So truly, I love this song. Hearing the acoustic guitar in the song, everything about it, I felt like it was like a love song for two people. It was also, unfortunately, I hate to say, Jessica Simpson used a sample in her song, I Think I'm in Love with You, which is probably not the greatest song. But, and yeah, thank you. And then in 2018, a country singer by the name of Jake Owen sampled in a tribute song titled I Was Jack, You Were Diane. So a great concert to this man. Awesome song. I always loved this song. And seeing the music video, it looked like it was him in the music video in his childhood. You know what I mean? Going through all the pictures throughout the song. And unfortunately, I'm closing out my track list at number 9 here tonight. So track 9, John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
Great song. That was in and out of my playlist from the get-go. I love the song. It didn't make the final cut.
Oh,
between this and The Clash, though, I have now two songs that are vying for my honorable mention tonight. I do want to give a shout out to Anthony Welk on Patreon, otherwise known as Monkey Noodles, who chimed in with both Jack and Diane and Hurt So Good, as well as the on Twitter, Two Guys, Two Things podcast chimed in with this one. But let it be known, Gomez, this song is actually John Cougar, not John Cougar Mellencamp and not John Mellencamp, John Cougar. So not to be confused with the other versions of his name.
Yeah, but you know, when I did my research, it came up John Cougar Mellencamp.
Unfortunately, did not make my list, but that is a strong contender now. I have to, because look, I have so many great memories of that song. My father, when we used to go to Wildwood, the boardwalk, they have the karaoke room.
Yeah.
He went in and I have a cassette of him singing this song. And I guarantee you, if he's listening to this episode, he's hopping in his car on his way over to murder me right now for even mentioning that it exists, but I have it. And it is my ransom that I have held over his head for the last 30 years.
And it's the funny thing is,
deposit box.
And I'm going to say this, his dad is, this is how close we are. I consider him as my second father. And I truly love this man. And Papa Joe, I'm going to hold that one over your head now, because Brian will pass that along to me as a ransom note for you.
We will see. We will see. Now, Jay, did this close your, because you only have one song left. Is this your track 10?
It absolutely did.
Oh, so I killed the trifecta too.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I feel that anyone can be shown this song and they could enjoy it from any era, any age. It's a timeless song and the lyrics are timeless. It's who doesn't come of age? You know what I mean? Like, or think about what it's going to be like when they're little. Like, you know, if they're only like single digits, they think about that. And then when it, I mean, everyone's either going to experience it or has. And it's, to me, for myself, it's a perfect way to end my playlist.
All right. Well, I'm the only one left now. I have one track left. Killed three trifectas on you guys tonight because you had three crossover songs. But here's my apology. Released in November of 1982, number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. I'm going with Michael Jackson's Billie Jean to close out my playlist. In 2000, Rolling Stone and MTV ranked it as the sixth greatest pop song since 1963. In 2021, Rolling Stone placed it at number 44 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The song was also included on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll and was named the greatest dance record of all time by BBC Radio 2 listeners in the UK. Louis Johnson's bass line in that tune demanded my 5-year-old attention, and it demands my 44-year-old attention now. Cover versions in 2007. Chris Cornell completely flipped the song on its ear and reimagined it for his Carry On album. Gorgeous rendition. In 2012, the Civil Wars did a stripped down Americana version that they released as a digital single. And in 2018, Weezer covered the track on the Teal album, which I mentioned earlier with their cover of Africa. I do want to give a shout out to our Patreon friend, Eric Chale, as well as on Twitter to Leo Smith and Latin Jukebox, who chimed in with this track. And then also on Twitter, Nathan Santos and Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, who chimed in with another track from Thriller, PYT. But I thought, when you think about the biggest album of all time coming out in a year, you got to close with it. God. Thriller's the biggest album of all time. And considering of all the trifectas I chopped, hopefully this buys me some votes here. Obviously, it didn't make either of your playlists, but if you want to chime in on the tune.
I actually will chime in on this tune. Great pick, Brian, first of all. It flipped back and forth with me with Billie Jean. I do love the tune. It just did not make my cut for this episode, which you could probably do a whole nother 1982 episode part two on this.
Oh, easily.
But also, how dare you not do your research correctly?
Oh, God, here we go.
It was in Grand Theft Auto Vice City Volume 4 Flash FM.
Everyone's on the floor dead from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. I have a quadfecta of Grand Theft Auto songs in my 10 songs. So 40% of my playlist
out of a video game you've never played.
Never played.
In your entire life. My God. Damn. How dare you, man?
Damn.
Get the box set, though. The music was just awesome. Like I said, we could probably streamline it on Spotify or something.
I'm sure.
I own those CDs back in the day.
Okay.
Just to show you how old I am now.
Wow. Dude, I own 4,000 CDs now. I just got nothing to do with age. It's got to do with the media.
4,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Straight up. 4,000.
I believe you. And you're still married?
Thankfully, yes. She's very understanding. She said it costs a little less than cocaine. So I guess there's like a...
Oh, my God.
Jay, obviously didn't make your list, but if you want to chime in on the tune...
Yeah, no, it's great choice there. I would actually myself, I would use that song, at least the beginning, when I was showing people, like I ended up, you know, that Beats by Dre, they had this beatbox that you could, you know, it's like probably like a foot long and
I remember those
6 inches high. Really great sound. I would use that song to show people how good the thing sounded, because the drums at the beginning, it just like so instantly like, oh, wow. Listen to that. Mm-hmm. If you hear that on a great sound system, it's amazing.
Now
it's
I'm good. Humming the damn song in my background here.
Yeah. And look, the album's iconic. You cannot say enough great things about that album.
I wouldn't know what to choose between those two songs, Billie Jean or Thriller. I mean, those are two of his iconic songs. Oh, and
Beat It.
But, yeah, you're forgetting Beat It, too. I mean, Lauren from the Beard Owl podcast is about to be like, what are you doing? You're not even thinking about that one either.
No, but I mean, you're talking, and we probably should be doing a Michael Jackson episode, but I mean, that's going to have to be like a three-part episode, because that man, God rest his soul, has a catalog of music from when he was a kid and with the Jackson 5 and all his solo stuff. It's just amazing what this man can do. And his videos are iconic, but the most iconic for me will always be Thriller. Because let me tell you, that scared the crap out of me when I was 6 years old.
I'm still scared of it now. Now, before we get to the honorable mention tracks, I do want to give a shout out to a few of our Patreon members, because they chimed in with songs we didn't talk about tonight. And our Patreon members get a little bit extra in our episodes, like this here. Tim McKay chimed in with NXS's Don't Change.
Ooh.
David Lee Smith chimed in with Van Halen's The Full Bug from Diver Down.
Wow.
Brad Sorensen chimed in with Human League's Don't You Want Me.
Yeah.
Great one.
Yes. That was,
but you know what? Dude, it was on my list, but it the album came out in 81, according to the
criteria. Yeah.
The criteria.
So it was like,
And Eric Chale chimed in with some of the ones we mentioned as well. Culture Club's Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, kind of like the same album as Rio. NXS, The One Thing. Motorhead's Iron Fist. Prince's Little Red Corvette. Squeeze is Tempted. And Yaz, Don't Go.
I'm going to tell you something about Culture Club, man. Every time I hear that song, I think of one movie.
The Wedding Singer.
Oh.
During the Bar Mitzvah.
Well, they're starting to turn on George. I gotta teach him another song.
Oh man.
All right. I do want to take a moment to thank all of our Patreon subscribers. Patreon.com/playlistwars if you'd like to support the show there. Now we're at the point of the show where we could chime in with our honorable mentions. Jay, being our esteemed guest, why don't you chime in with your honorable mention pick of the night?
I'll go with Eddie Money with Shaken.
All right.
Brian. Ah, man, I have to go with you on this one. I'm going to go with Billy Joel, Pressure.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I have a lot of good memories of that song, and Melissa would thank me for that one, making sure it was on my honorable mentions. If not, she'd probably smack me upside the head.
Yeah. Well, she'll probably do that for it not making it initially, yeah, but she'll do it lighter because you did give it an honorable mention. It'll be a love tap, not a full like backhand across the face. Yeah, that would be, that might hurt.
You might get a couple of those, murderer.
That could either bode really well or really poorly for me.
True.
But for my honorable mention tonight, I have to go with my dad's wonderful rendition of Jack and Diane as my honorable mention, just edging out The Clash.
Wow.
So that gives us three different trifectas tonight, one in-show trifecta and two honorable trifectas. Before we get to those, though, why don't we each go through our 1982 playlists in its entirety so people can kind of hear our vision of 1982. Jay, we'll start with you.
All right. We'll go with number one, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. Number two, Only Time Will Tell by Asia. Number three is I Know There's Something Going On by Frida. Four, Caught Up in You, 38 Special. Number five, Let It Whip by Daz Band. Hold Me is number six, Fleetwood Mac. Number seven, Do You Believe in Love, Huey Lewis and the News. Number eight, Rosanna by Toto. Number nine, Don't Talk to Strangers, Rick Springfield. And number 10, Jack and Diane by John Cougar. And also, my honorable mention is Shaken by Eddie Money.
Nice. Let's go with track one here, Fleetwood Mac, Hold Me. Track two, Toto, Rosanna. Track three, Flock of Seagulls, I Ran. Track four, The Gap Band, You Dropped the Bomb on Me. Duran Duran, Rio. Track six, The Clash, Rock the Casbah. Track seven, Dixie, Midnight Runner, Come on, Eileen. Track eight, Eddie Money, Think I'm in Love. Track nine, John Cougar, Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. And to close out my track list, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, with my honorable mention at Tipping of the Cap to Mr. Brian Colburn, Billy Joel's Pressure.
All right. And I started off with track one, Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night. Track two, Billy Joel's Pressure. Track three, Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats. Track four, Rainbow, Stone Cold. Track five, Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name, Horns Up. Track six, Eddie Money, Shaken. Track seven, Tom Petty, You Got Lucky. Track eight, Huey Lewis in the News, Do You Believe in Love? Track nine, Africa by Toto. And track 10, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, with my honorable mention of John Cougar, Jack and Diane. And like I said before, we have one in-show trifecta, which was Toto. Gomez and Jay both had Rosanna and I had Africa. And then we have two honorable trifectas in Eddie Money. Jay and I had Shaken and Gomez had I Think I'm in Love. And all three of us had Jack and Diane. All right, playlisters, now it's time we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, visit the Songs of 1982 page, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Jay, film crickets, this has been an absolute blast. Thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. Why don't you tell people more about the film crickets and where they can find you guys?
Yeah, basically, we are on many different podcast platforms. You know, I hate saying we're on all of them, but just in case it's like one, you know, microscopic one that I didn't know about. So if we're not on there, let us know and we'll make sure it. So basically what we do is we take and basically a movie that was a theatrical release from 1980 to 1999. And we review it and we basically see how well it holds up today. And it's a blast. So we have so much fun on Instagram, Twitter, and all that fun stuff. But yeah, no, it's just an absolute blast. A friend of mine, Chris Martineau, who unfortunately Gomez did not get to meet that day, but you know, we'll have you back and you'll meet him that day, you know, when we get back together. And Brian,
definitely.
I look forward to trying to have you on as well.
I would love it. One of the six movies I've seen, as long as you guys haven't done the episode yet, we'll make it happen.
All right, man.
Hey, Jay, I got to thank you again for allowing me to be on your show, man. I had a great time. We did the movie Rad and the conversation was just awesome. So, you know, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Thank you. And Brian, got to thank you as usual. And the playlisters. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for voting on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. And also for the guys who have been on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. Thank you for joining us on that. And join us next week when a new battle begins at Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars. On Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.